wrapped around your soul with no control.
Now I'm going to pass to Samuel to start talking about the PHP 8 new features that improve the syntax. Samuel, would you like to go ahead?
Of course, thank you. So PHP 8 has seen a lot of RFC to improve the things like type safety and to introduce a lot of syntactic sugars into the language. So usually there are things that takes multiple operations or expressions to get them done. Things like checking for null types, null values. So for instance, if you have a variable or a method return value that may return a null value, and you need to use this expression somewhere else in your code, and you want to check if it is null. Usually, you have to first to create a variable to check for this and check if that is null, and that is writing lines of code. But PHP 8 is introducing a way of actually checking this, just like the null coalescing operator. So PHP 7, we saw the introduction of the null coalescing operator, and a lot of us took it with so much excitement. Something similar is happening with the null safe operator. So this operator, very similar to the null coalescing operator, it is just a question mark with a forward pointing arrow. It helps you check if a value is null and then performs a certain operation without you having to first write an expression or an if-else for this. So I believe this would go a long way to simplify our code, because you know every code you write is meant to be intuitive, and you are supposed to be intentional about them. So these things like this makes writing code more intentional, because they are specific for this use case. So
yeah.
I really think we should try it. And it doesn't introduce any breaking change at all. It only ad hocs your portion and make it more faster and also interesting. So that is the null safe operator. There are other new introductions to PHP. Let me just check my...
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me just comment. Just the greatest benefit here is that you exchange all this code just for a single line. And that
absolutely.
That's a time saver. And like time is very features. Important because if you make a good use of your time, you have more time to do other new things that you need to do to evolve faster in your life. So the less time you spend doing a PHP project, maybe you can move on to other projects. And if you are a professional, and probably you are, you can even make more money in less time. So that is the advantage in the terms of professional, professionalism. Also, if it will be more pleasant if you can read this very quickly. This means if session is null, or if user session is null, if get address is null,
it's also return country. So that saves you exactly a lot of stress writing if else statements.
Yeah, so all this code will be simplified and replaced by this. So it's basically a time saver, and probably will give you more pleasure. So the benefit is more time and more pleasure. So, okay, let's move on. What would be the next thing to comment?
Okay. There are other features, but before we move on, I would like to say something quick because it relates to the other features of PHP 8. The type of person you can refer to as a pro PHP dude. So I love the language. I any opportunity I get to do any project or write any piece of logic in whatever programming language, I try as much as possible to do it in PHP. And I've been doing projects in machine learning, and we all know some of the limitations of PHP when it comes to machine learning, like speed, and a fascinating introduction when it comes to that has been introduced in PHP 8, and we'd love to talk about it in subsequent episodes.
And we are practically ending this podcast, and it's up to you. This is just one episode of the Lightly in PHP podcast on which we are talking about PHP 8. We will also talk about other aspects. What I would like to end this podcast, if you allow me, we are doing this podcast is also work, a work of collaboration. We are not asking anybody to pay us. We are doing this because we have fun. We are doing this as a part of the content that will be published in the PHP Casa site as well in YouTube. And what we would like, if you allow us, is that if you would like to support not only the PHP community as a whole, but also the PHP classes, is try to find this in the PHP classes. Just to show
the best stress relief you need as a PHP programmer.
This is the official PHP elephant that was allowed to be produced and sold by Vincent Pontier from France, the creator of the design. This is actually, this is, there is an improvement like PHP 8. Think about this is the PHP 7 elephant. The PHP 8 is more like this. This is the pink, as you may see. And we are going to also make available the possibility to personalize your elephants with maybe your name, like Carolina. And, oh, this is the PHP Casa logo. These are optional. Actually, you need to do extra work. Say that cost a bit more. And one possibility is this, to have the PHP 8 logo there. This is also a design of Vincent Pontier. We are very, very grateful for him and for his kindness. He's been supporting the site for many years. We not only he allowed us to produce this one, but also the previous one, which was also an improvement from a contributor of the site. And we wanted actually to pay him royalties. And he was being kind enough to waive those royalties and all the money that we can get to the site is reverted to continue further development. We want to pay more contributors, more PHP developers to help us to improve the feature that many developers want. Oh, I would like the PHP classes to be better. And PHP classes will be better in a way that I believe many people will like, which is we are going to help developers to buy and sell their own software products written in PHP or maybe APIs or components or courses, many things that will be announced soon and are part of a plan that has we have been executing very slowly, but is moving on every day a single bit until we get there. So we hope in the next months we open the PHP classes marketplace, which will be like many markets that are out there on which can help you, Samuel, or other people to have their products sold in the market. So basically, that's it. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to listen to us, and hopefully we can have provided value in terms of knowledge about the new feature of PHP 8, as well features for the upcoming versions of PHP. That version, I mean, the other features that we have PHP has been implementing. And on my behalf, that is all for now. I'd like to leave you with the last words from Samuel. Last words for now is not going to die. Okay.
thank you for this episode of the about PHP 8. And I would just encourage you to check it as soon as it is released, which is hopefully in less than 2 weeks from now.
Okay. let's see us again soon. If you would like to propose topics or even participate in the podcast with us, just contact us. We're going to make available the contacts. We are very accessible. Anybody can contact us. Send us emails, send us spams, send us complaints, send us compliments, send us whatever you feel it's right for you to comment. So we will be waiting for your comments or not. It's up to you. On my behalf, that's all for now. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye. Thanks.
Can you feel it wrapped around your soul?